Pictures and details in store.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right here at KGYM, it'll be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We're going to discuss the John Deere Classic coming up with Claire Peterson. He is the man in charge over there at the TPC at Deer Run, the tournament director. We will talk with him coming up. Also, Brian Bullington, former Hawkeye golfer and a participant in this year's John Deere Classic. We will talk with him coming up here in just a little bit. The Iowa wrestling schedule is out for 2016-2017. We will discuss and take a look at that and break it down a little bit and talk Olympics with you. All that coming up on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you in. I'm Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Alex Kuhn, our producer, we welcome you in to the Wednesday edition of the program, a hot and sultry one around eastern Iowa. Hydrate if you're outside today. We were hydrating. Lunchbox Heroes over the noon hour. Hi to everybody out at Squaw Creek Park over there on the east edge of Marion. As we were out there over the lunch hour, we'll hear more about that coming up in a bit. Putting together a beautiful building out there, brand new lodge, and boy, it looks good out there. It's gonna be beautiful by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, it's a good day to get out there and see what these guys and the trades go through when they're outside and in these conditions, and they seem to be handling it pretty well. What are they, oiling the parking lot? That's got to be a hot job.
Yeah, that has got to be hot. Got to be hot.
At any rate, it's a slick project, and you'll hear from the project manager here in a little while.
Yeah, that'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We mentioned it is Caddy Smack Day in the Gym Class, the penultimate edition of Caddy Smack. We'll have one more next week. We got Olympic golf starting tomorrow, bright and early in Rio. The four Americans over there. This is the men's weekend for golf. Next weekend will be the women's. Lydia Ko, the big favorite going into that one. Not sure who the favorite is going into this one. Maybe Henrik Stenson? Who knows? But we will kick that around coming up for you, and we'll do that in just a little bit. Of course, the sports world today, rocked by another tragedy. Of course, we lost Brian Clausen over the weekend. One of the best, if not the best, all-around open-wheel dirt track drivers in America, who was injured and then lost his life on Sunday night. After a wreck, and now today we find out, boy, ESPN has took it in the chin again. John Saunders, studio host. People will remember him, I think, most as a studio host, and it was announced this morning again by Hannah Storm, and boy, poor Hannah has had to go through this twice now with Stuart Scott and now with John Saunders, that John passed away today at the age of 61.
Yeah, I think... You know, when you talk about the elite guys in television, I don't think John Saunders' name comes up, but he was very, very solid and versatile, well-liked. I've heard a lot of programs today, everybody from Mike Lupica to his other colleagues at ESPN. Of course, he hosted the Sports Reporters, one of my favorite shows, on which Lupica and Bob Ryan and others have appeared alongside John, and he was just, you know... When people die, they sometimes, you know, flower things a little bit and talk about people in better terms than they might otherwise be remembered. But I think John Saunders is one of those original guys that nobody really had much bad to say about him. Again, I'm going to remember him as a real versatile guy who did football and basketball and sports reporters and anchored, and his true love was really hockey. He played hockey in college.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
Was born in Canada. A lot of people did not know that about John Saunders. I would agree with you, just solid, not the first guy you'd think of, certainly not the last guy you'd think of as far as a list is concerned. Kind of let the event unfold, which is what a good journalist and a good commentator should do. Don't be over the top. And I think
he ever was.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. No, and John Saunders was that guy, and he will be missed out there at the age of 61, way too early that he passes away. And all our condolences to all his colleagues at ESPN and, of course, the Saunders family as well. We're going to talk some golf. We'll do that in a little bit. Let's talk some wrestling. As the Iowa wrestling schedule for 2016-2017 was unveiled today by the University of Iowa. And better schedule than a year ago. I think that's the first thing you take a look at. No, there is no outdoor meet this year. No grapple on the gridiron yet.
Yet.
I don't think it's going to happen, though. I think that was a once in a every few years type of thing. And this Mark Ironside agreed with us. And we will have Mark on again starting as we get closer and closer to the wrestling season. He's busy now doing army runs and driving the legend car, so and carting the girls around. So we'll let him have his summer, and then we'll get him back for the winter time.
Yeah, I think it's a decent home schedule. Matches against Iowa State, Penn State, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska on the slate. Those meets at home.
All at home.
Yeah. And the Hawks will, well, let's go down the list here. At the Grandview Open, November 5th, that'll be the opener. And then November 18th, the Iowa City Duels. And then the Iowa travels to Purdue November 27th. December 2nd at South Dakota State. That's the only one I'm really going to pick at. Because there's no Northern Iowa on the schedule.
No Iowa UNI again this year.
If you can schedule South Dakota State, I know there's probably a reason. Wrestlers being from there, connections, want to take the Iowa brand into other states. I get that. Iowa did it, in Montana last year, something like that. I get that. But I still want to see Northern Iowa on the schedule.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. December 10th will be the match against Iowa State. That will conclude 3 days of Cy-Hawk series hysteria, as it'll be women's basketball on the 8th, turn that around. I think the men on the 8th, women on the 9th, wrestling on the 10th. Midlands is December 29th and 30th.
Glad to see the Hawkeyes there.
Glad to see them there. Then three on the road at Michigan, at Michigan State, and then at Oklahoma State, either on January 13th or January the 15th. January 20th or 22nd, it's an and/or situation, will be Penn State coming to Iowa City, Cale Sanderson and the Nittany Lions. And that'll be followed up the very next week by Iowa and Ohio State, either on the 27th or the 29th. So those are the biggies. Iowa goes to Minneapolis this year to take on Minnesota on February the 5th. The National Duels will be in there somewhere as well. And then the Big Ten Championships will be March 4th and 5th. That will be hosted by Indiana at Assembly Hall. And then March 16th, 17th, and 18th, the NCAA Championships.
Good quality, interesting schedule, and again, the only one I'd pick at would be that December 2nd match at South Dakota State in lieu of Northern Iowa.
True, true. But the last time we talked with Mark, he was kind of negative about Iowa and UNI getting together in the near future as far as wrestling is concerned. But we shall see. We'll see how it all plays out.
319-366-1600. That's the way for you to interact with us on the phone line or on the Guppies on the Go text line. Same number. If you're on the go, we certainly want to know. Give us a text, 366-1600. We've got two of those, both related to John Saunders. Air Black, our friend, just tuned in and heard of John Saunders' passing. Great loss for sports broadcasting. Nothing signaled college football arrived more than hearing his voice during halftime shows and studio updates.
Yeah, it's a tough one to take.
Cajun Troy, I've been watching ESPN since it started. John Saunders will be missed. Vital interview brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, that was a good one. ESPN brought Dick on today, and I had a lot of glowing things to say about John Saunders. We'll get an Olympic update for you coming up in a bit. Of course, the U.S. women's gymnastics team shined last night, maybe not as much as Michael Phelps and Ledecky in the pool.
I don't know about that.
It was a magnificent night for the Americans last night. Just a great night. Who was the star?
That was Alabama against Simpson last night on the gymnastics.
Hey.
Hey, I love Simpson.
Don't put down the storm.
What am I going to say, Wabash? Okay, Alabama and Wabash. It's completely dominant. When you win a gymnastics competition by 7.5 points, that's a blowout of epic proportions. And Phelps barely got to the wall in time, but he did get there in time.
He got there in time.
And another gold medal. Katie Ledecky is on par to win five gold medals in the 2, 4, and 800, which I don't know how often that has been done, if ever.
Yeah, and boy, you'd have a hard time trying to figure out who's the shining star so far in these Olympics for the Americans. You buying the fact that this women's gymnastics team should be compared, like Al Troutwick was doing last night, to the 72 Dolphins and other teams like
that?
Well,
let's just go 27 Yankees, too. Okay, you know, I don't know.
I hate when people compare things like that, but
I don't know what the competition is. I don't know if Russia and China have their best teams in quite a while. Where's Romania since Nadia Comaneci?
They have fallen so far off of things now. Remember, the Russians did win 8 in a row.
Either they're really, really good, which I think they are.
They are good.
Or the competition isn't quite what it has been.
I think a little bit of both, but they've been just terrific. We're going to get an update on what's going on in Rio. We'll do that, and when we come back, after that, we'll get into Caddy Smack and the gym class. Stay tuned.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, brought to you by Ford. Ford goes further, so you can. In women's basketball Group B play, Team USA cruises to their 44th straight win by beating Serbia 110-84, thanks in part to guard Diana Taurasi.
Charles, who can face up, Taurasi for three, and there it is! Diana Taurasi hits her 6th 3 of the game, an American Olympic record.
The U.S. women also set another Olympic record by scoring 100 points or more in 3 straight games. In cycling, American Christian Armstrong, the oldest ever U.S. Olympic female cyclist, cruises to her 3rd straight time trial gold, increasing the U.S. gold medal count to 10, 27 total medals. U.S. women's hockey team, they're going for their 3rd straight win and right now lead Japan 2-0. With this update on the 2016 Rio Olympics, I'm Tina Servasio, Westwood One Sports.
The Ford Freedom Sales event is on. Our biggest event of the year just got better. Just announced, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of 2016 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from the entire lineup of Ford vehicles. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. Now during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, F650, or F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/6/2016. Sales claim based on 2015 calendar year sales.
I unlocked $10 in thank yous with my DePaco checking, and now I'm unlocking a scary movie night.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking a month at the gym.
As a financial cooperative, member participation is the key ingredient that powers DePaco Community Credit Union. To say thanks for your credit union use, our thank yous campaign pays cash for your participation.
I unlocked $60 in thank yous with my years of DePaco membership, and now I'm unlocking tango lessons with my wife.
Now through September 30th, the more you use your cooperative, the more you're thanked. Not a member? Join today to start earning thank yous.
I unlocked $5 in thank yous with DePaco e-statements, and now I'm unlocking a chance to pay it forward.
I unlocked $25 in thank yous with my DePaco savings, and now I'm unlocking my daughter's future.
Participate to accumulate. Unlock your thank yous with DePaco. Equal housing opportunity. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swann.
Without Rick Swann today, it's Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. And also Brian Haas not with us today. He's got things going on down at his golf course down at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside. And, of course, that's one of our sponsors of Caddy Smack, along with St. Andrews Golf Course in Cedar Rapids. Also the Amana Colonies Golf Course in Amana and Hunter's Ridge Golf Course over in Marion. They help to bring you Caddy Smack right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Mark, we've got the John Deere Classic coming up starting tomorrow.
We do indeed. Three names familiar with golf in this state. Of course, Zach Johnson, former champion, two-time major champion, going off at 8:20 with Steve Stricker and Brian Harmon, those two also former champions. Former Hawkeyes Stephen Iam and Brian Bullington also in the field. Iam will go off at 9:20 with Thomas Aiken and Lee McCoy. Brian Bullington, our next guest, at 2:20 with Kelly Kraft and Gavin Coles.
And we have Brian with us here from the John Deere Classic on this Wednesday edition of the program. Hey, Brian, good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. And, well, how's the preparation going, getting ready for what's got to be a red-letter day in your young career as far as golf is concerned?
Yeah, it's going great thus far. With it being my first tour event, you know, there's been a little bit of a learning curve just from getting here Sunday and, you know, picking up your courtesy car and registration and just, you know, interviews and stuff. But it's overall, it's been exciting to get to the golf part, and just you know, I love the course. I'm familiar with it, and it's in unbelievable condition. So preparation's going well, and I'm excited to tee it up tomorrow. Really excited.
Brian, how and when did you get the news of the invitation to play?
So I got the news last Tuesday from Mr. Peterson, and it's been a bit of a process. You know, I reached out to him in January, February. I've applied before for an exemption, and you know, this year I just reached out in January, February, and I just kind of kept them updated here and there with my progress. I'm on the PGA Tour Latin America, so I, you know, kept them up to date with my results. And then I Mondayed into a web.com event in Chicago and played pretty well there, so I just let them know that. And then, you know, it kind of got out that I was a finalist, and then I got the great news on Tuesday, and I couldn't believe it. And it's still a little surreal to this point to just kind of be out there with the best of the best in the world. And it's really, really cool.
Well, talking about the last couple of days, you know this course very well, but you're still out there playing practice rounds. Did you get to play with some guys that you've been looking up to the last few years and just meeting them around the golf course?
Yeah, I've seen a few of them around. I played yesterday morning. I played with a guy named Alex Prug, and then played the back nine with Chad Collins, which was really cool. And it's just, just the fact of being around here and just kind of seeing how, you know, a guy like Steve Stricker, Zach Johnson, seeing what they do when they practice, or just, you know, just kind of trying to learn as much as I can from Alex and Chad yesterday in the practice rounds, is just how they approach a practice round, what they look for, kind of what, you know, how they use the yardage book and just different strategies. So it's been great. I'm trying to take it all in and learn as much as I can to kind of apply it to my career.
Take us into the PGA Latin American Tour, Brian, because most people familiar with the PGA Tour, us golf fans, mm-hmm. know the web.com. We don't see a lot of Latino American Tour. And tell us how that decision to play that tour came about.
Sure. Well, obviously, once they switched Q School over from being directly to the PGA Tour, obviously the web.com became a lot more prevalent for players. And then stemming off that comes down to the Latin American Tour. So basically, the attractive thing about playing on a PGA Tour affiliated tour like the Latin American Tour is the top five on the money list at the end of the year get their web.com tour cards. So it's another avenue of getting on the web, which then the web is obviously the main way to get on the tour now. So I played in Q after I missed web, made it through pre-qualifying, but missed that first stage. I sat down with my coach, and we just decided that going to Q School for Latin America was the best way for me to get my PGA Tour card. So I played in, I think it was January, I went down to Bogota, Colombia, and took 11th or 12th at Q School, and I got conditional status, but my finish was high enough to where I got every start the spring, and I made 5 of 7 cuts, and you know, I'm sitting inside the top 40 in scoring average, and I think around 60th on the money list. So I've had a few good finishes, and it's just been really great to just be able to kind of learn. It's been a great tour to learn how to manage, you know, other things besides golf, like managing travel, going internationally too, just going country to country and dealing with customs and just everything else that kind of comes with the tour life. So it's been really great thus far, and I'm excited to get back out there in the fall.
Yeah, this is a split tour, right? It resumes in September.
Yep, so there were eight events, I think, in the spring, and then I think there's 10 or 11 in the fall mixed in with Web Q School. So it'll definitely be a busy fall for me.
Yeah, well, Brian Bullington joining us here on the Gym Class at 3:25, the Wednesday edition of the show. Obviously, making the weekend would be terrific for you. Is that the chief goal that you have in your first PGA event?
You know, I'm pretty competitive, so I mean, my goal anytime I tee it up is to win. So I'm thinking about winning, but just realistically, you know, being my first event, I'm just trying to enjoy the experience, and I'm trying to I want to play my own game and not kind of get in my own way. I want to see where I stack up to these guys. So I don't really have any. Obviously, playing the weekend's great, but I don't really have any goals as far as that is. I don't really want to limit myself to what I could do because I don't really know. I've never played in one, so I really want to take in the experience, and I want to as long as I can kind of stay in my own world and not kind of get distracted by a lot of the stuff out there, I think I'll have a good week regardless of where I finish.
There's a few former Iowa golfers out there, Brian, as you know, trying to make their way. Steven, I'm in this tournament as well. Vince India is out there on one of the tours as well. You guys kind of draw from each other, or you stay away?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially, you know, with Steve, I was in school with Steve for, I think, 2 or 3 years. And one, it's really cool to see guys that, I mean, I saw them every day at practice. You hang out with them, like you spend a good chunk of your life with them. And it's cool to be able to see their success. And then also, you build off that success because you when you see them every day in college and then you see them doing so well on the tours, it kind of helps give you confidence. Say, well, why can't I do that? Like, there's a guy that's doing it that I practice against and competed against, and it's motivating in that regard. And then it's just very, you know, it's very cool to have familiar faces out there. So I was so happy when I saw that Steve Mundate in, and I saw him on the putting green yesterday, and it kind of helps depressurize the situation, you know, just seeing a familiar face is always good.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to see the Hawks doing well.
And they've had a good amount of success as far as this tournament is concerned over the years. And you got a late tee time tomorrow. I would imagine that it's going to be a restless day. How do you make it through the day like that? You got to be anticipating that tee time, and you're going off, I think, second to last tomorrow.
Yeah, it's, you know, obviously with my first event, I mean, shoot, I've been waiting to tee it up for a while now, and it's going to be even further with a 2:20 tee time. But I'll get up in the morning, I'll do a light workout, then I'll go to the course, I'll get breakfast, I'll probably put in a light practice session, just kind of hang out and just kind of keep myself occupied until I start warming up. So really just trying to find stuff to do besides sit in my hotel room and think about the tournament is what I'm going to do.
Well, stay away from the boats too, man.
yeah, that I will definitely be staying away from the casino. That's for sure.
We love them, but you got bigger things to do over the weekend than doing that. And what's next after you compete at the John Deere this weekend? You mentioned a little bit of a lull until you get back into the tour, but. You playing some more events up through September?
No, so I'll play here, and then I'll go back and I'll train for, I think, a week and a half with my coach out in Chicago. And then I leave the 28th or 29th of August, and then I'll be traveling. I'm playing four in a row. I go to Nicaragua and then Mexico, Brazil, and then Ecuador. And then I'll go, I'll come home and then I'll prepare for Q school, which hopefully will be in Nebraska. And then I'll kind of get my fall started. So it's going to be busy. I'm really just trying to take this opportunity to not only practice, because, you know, when you're out here playing week in and week out, it's tough to kind of to work on a few things. So I'm still technically working on a few things, and then also just energy wise. I mean, I'm just trying to rest up for the fall, and I've got a lot of golf ahead. So this will definitely be it'll be good to see where my game stacks up this week. So I'll have 2 weeks to kind of work on whatever I need to work on to prepare for the fall.
How in the world are you going to get Iowa football in Nicaragua, Brian?
You know, that it's funny you mention that, because one of my buddies brought it up, that I will not be able to watch any Hawkeye football. I'll be gone. I'll be all the way in Central and South America for the entire season. So I'm a little disappointed about that, but hopefully they can make another postseason run so I can actually watch them play a little bit like they did last year.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, Brian, best of luck. Thanks for taking some time to talk with us, and have a great time at the John Deere Classic this weekend.
Yeah, guys, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Brian Bullington, former Hawkeye, teeing it up tomorrow in his first PGA event at the TPC Deer Run. And what time does he go off again?
He goes off at 2:20 against Steve and I at 9:20 and Zach Johnson at 8:20.
All right. We're going to have more of Caddy Smack. We're going to talk to Claire Peterson. He is the tournament director over at the Quad Cities, the John Deere Classic, and talk with him about the 2016 edition that's going to get underway bright and early tomorrow morning. This Sports Center update is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown, veteran ESPN anchor, host, and play-by-play man. John Saunders has died. He covered college football, basketball, and the NHL during his career, and was most recently the host of the Sports Reporters. John Saunders was 61. On the baseball scoreboard today, the Giants beat the Marlins 1-0. Jeff Smarja and four relievers combine on a five-hit shutout. The Dodgers lead the Phillies 1-0 in the fifth. Nationals lead the Indians 1-0 in the second. On ESPN at 7 Eastern, the Yankees and the Red Sox in Boston. Seahawks tight end Jimmy Graham is activated off the PUP list today. He was on the practice field coming back from right knee surgery. Graham doesn't know yet if he'll be ready for the season opener. In Rio at the Olympics, the U.S. women's basketball team goes to 3-0. Beating Serbia today 110-84. It's the 44th straight Olympic win for Team USA. The men's team plays Australia, tipping off in about 90 minutes. They're also hoping to reach 3-0.
Get where you're going and earn 3% cash back on gas along the way with Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Wood look tile shouldn't be one look tile. That's why at the Home Depot, you get a whole selection. And new Montagna 4x28-inch planks start at just $269 a square foot. Longer lengths, narrower widths, and more natural colors mean you can create striking wood look patterns in any room in your house, even ones where you'd never put real wood. Montagna wood look tile and new 4x28-inch planks starting at $269 a square foot, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
Hi, can I help you pick out some flowers?
Yeah, I need a centerpiece, but these yellow ones are too bright for a fundraising event. Do you have anything in gamboge?
Gamboge?
Gamboge.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on gamboge. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, and they need to be hypoallergenic.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Napa Know-How.
Not all store brands are created equal. For example, when you buy Napa brand synthetic motor oil for $2.99 a quart, you're getting a quality product for a great price. Unlike buying store brand ketchup, good price, but with a funky kind of aftertaste. So pick up Napa full synthetic motor oil now for $2.99 a quart. The taste your car will love. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/16.
To celebrate the Olympic Games, Bridgestone is giving away prizes. You could instantly win a $10,000 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card and other great prizes every day when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Stop by Firestone Complete Auto Care today. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 and older. Limit two entries per person. Ends August 21st. For official rules and to enter without purchase, visit BridgestoneWin.com. Limit one $10,000 Visa prepaid card daily fulfilled by mail. Prizes awarded subject to verification. Visa prepaid card may be used anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Cards issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, under license from VCUSA Inc. Neither Bancorp Bank nor VCUSA Inc. are sponsor of or affiliated with this promotion.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:35, Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes talking golf here. We'll talk a little bit about the Olympics as well before we wrap up things at 4 o'clock. Our thanks to Brian Bullington, the former Hawkeye golfer, who will tee it up tomorrow afternoon at the TPC Deer Run and the John Deere Classic for joining us. And speaking of the John Deere Classic, the longtime tournament director, Claire Peterson, joining us right now from, I would imagine, somewhere over there on the grounds in the Quad Cities. And Claire, ready or not, here we go, right?
Yes, we are more ready than not. We're ready to start. Just overlooking the practice area here and Pro-Am Day. And the course is spectacular. And we can't wait for the first guys to go off tomorrow.
Yeah, you may have heard, Claire, that we just had Brian Bullington on, and I can't tell you, and you probably know how thrilled he is to get a sponsor's exemption. I think a guy named Zach Johnson once got one of those, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, 02 and 03. A guy by the name of Jason Day got one. He was a 19-year-old. A guy by the name of Jordan Spieth got one. We've got a nice history of helping introduce our golf fans to young players that we feel are great ambassadors for the game in addition to being great athletes. So it was fun to be able to call Brian and give him the nod, and we're excited to have him in our field.
Well, the big news, of course, is the fact you're playing in August this year. That due to the reconfiguration for 1 year anyway, and due to the Olympics as far as the PGA schedule is concerned. How much was that a benefit, or how much did you have to move things around to accommodate that?
Well, you know, it actually gave us a little bit more time to get everything done. We made a conscious effort to keep all of our deadlines as if it were a July event. So we were ahead of much of the things from contract renewals and sponsorship sales and advertising and getting our tickets in place, kicking off our Birdies for Charity program. That was all on the same timeline. So by the time it got to June, we, you know, were way ahead of the game. The superintendent here, Alex Studeman, has taken the extra time to present the golf course in I think the most pristine condition I've ever seen it. Our setup was helped because the PGA Tour, with its concern over heat in the cool season bent grass here, shut the course down a week early, which helped us a lot. So those were all things that worked to our advantage for sure. It's the best venue, the best playing surface, and the best setup, I think, that we've ever had.
Claire, you're one of the few tournaments that will not have its defending champion in Jordan Spieth, and that story is well chronicled. He decided not to go to the Olympics, decided in his best interest not to go to the Deer. I've read that you're on board with that. You understand that. In regards to the Olympics, so there's other guys that did not go to the Olympics because they think What they need to improve their FedEx Cup standing. A guy like Brendan DeYoung and Camilo Vajegas and others.
Yeah, those are the two names, I think, maybe the only two in our field that could have gone to the Olympics but decided not to. We have guys in our field who are trying to protect their FedEx Cup status or improve it. Keegan Bradley hasn't been here for a couple of years. Jeff Ogilvie hasn't been here for a couple of years. Those are names that any event loves to have. Hunter Mahan. So it's not just the Olympic qualified athletes that at this time of the year are looking to improve their status going into the playoffs. There's a lot of others who are doing the same thing.
And a guy we're really excited about and love to watch is John Rahm, and he's an up-and-comer in a big way.
John has been so much fun to have here. He made a special effort. Of course, he finished well in Hartford and had a late Sunday tee time. He flew all night to get to Chicago and drove from Chicago to here and got in at 2 a.m. And was on the tee for our Monday Pro-Am at noon. He's such a good young man. He obviously played that Monday. He's talked about the course in very positive and glowing terms already. I know he's having a good experience, and he's a young man that could do the same thing that Jordan Spieth did in 2013. He's already netted enough FedEx Cup points to get him status for next year. If he were to win, all those become official, and he gets into the playoffs, and who knows? He could be the winner at the end of the playoffs. He's playing great.
Yeah, it really is. And you mentioned, I think, the big benefit of playing in August this year, and that is the fact that you've got some of those guys that wouldn't normally probably come to the Quad Cities, but they're there now because they're getting right down to the end of things as far as the FedEx Cup and getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, and they're, you know, very recognizable names, accomplished players. We got Angel Cabrera here and Retief Goosen. I mentioned Jeff Ogilvie, Keegan Bradley, you know, major winners. We've got Ryder Cup veterans and President's Cup veterans. And I even mentioned our top, you know, draws, Zach Johnson and Steve Stricker, who are, you know, who most everyone understands are our kind of guys, past champions, Midwestern guys that we love having here and everyone roots for.
How deep is the gallery going to be at 8:20 tomorrow on the 10th tee?
That's quite a grouping, yes. The PGA Tour puts those groups together. When I saw it, I go, oh, boy. Yeah, it'll look like a Sunday, you know, with the leaders on Thursday morning. But that's okay. It'll be fun to see those guys. If you were to, you know, try to put a fantasy team together, those are – three guys probably that would get pretty serious consideration.
Claire, last,
play well here.
Yeah, Claire, last December you got two awards at the PGA Tour meetings. They had to be quite gratifying when you think of all the tournaments throughout the calendar year.
Yeah, appreciate you bringing that up. We, for the fourth time in 8 years, were awarded the Most Engaged Community Award, which we're really proud of. It's really the reason why we're still here and successful. Our main mission is to raise money for charity, and we raised $8.7 million last year. That's, you know, because 20,000 people here in town made pledges to their favorite charities through our program, and then we took our tournament profits and layered it on top of that. So that's very gratifying. Then we got best social media activation. We've got some young people in the office that are really talented and are using those platforms to spread the word. It's been fun.
If people want to get tickets and plenty of them still remaining, how what's the best way to go about that?
Best way is to just go to the website, janyourclassic.com. We have a buy feature on there, or right from your home or wherever your printer is. You can do the deal and be all set when you get to the property. The one area that is fairly new that I would suggest people look at is a Greenside Club down overlooking 18. It's a $35 upgrade from the standard gate admission, but you are in an air-conditioned area if you want to be. And then you can go outside, and there's spectator seating, tip down chairs and stools around tables that overlook the 18th green. It's just like being in a hospitality suite. And there's only a certain number of tickets available each day, but once you're on the property, if you want, you can upgrade to that as long as we have them available. Greenside Club is the name of it.
Same shuttle situation, Claire?
Yeah, we have the same parking lots, same nominal $5 for general parking, $10 for VIP, which just means you get dropped off in a little different spot, but we shuttle people right from the front of the property up to the clubhouse on a people mover. And if you've been out here before, it's pretty much all the same process.
Yep, some good stuff there. And looking forward to it, Claire, and thanks for taking time. I know you got a lot of things going on a Wednesday before the tournament tees off on Thursday. Always good talking with you, and we always look forward to heading over to the Quad Cities and the John Deere.
Well, we appreciate you guys giving us the exposure and hope all your listeners think about coming and seeing us. The weekend's going to be unbelievable.
Yep, going to be great. Appreciate it, Claire. Have a good one.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Claire Peterson, the tournament director of the John Deere Classic over there at the TPC Deer Run in Silvis, Illinois. And if you haven't been over there and you're a golf fan, do yourself a favor and go over there.
Indeed. Colin on our Guppies on the Go text line points out a traffic snafu, 380 northbound, just north of the 80 interchange. A new accident blocking both lanes.
Yeah.
Again, 380 northbound. Just north of the 80 interchange. Thanks, Colin.
I appreciate that. And our thanks to Claire Peterson. Our thanks to Brian Bullington as well here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class as we have Caddy Smack on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And we're going to take a break, come back. We'll talk about the Olympics. We'll talk about golf a little bit in the Olympics and then a little bit more about Michael Phelps, our poll question, and other things. So we'll do that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Four.
Hey golfers, Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast. Golf Headquarters has lost its lease. This is it. $1 million inventory, it must be sold. And all prices have again been reduced. 30% off all golf bags, clothing up to 60% off, shirts from $6.99. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road, store inventory blowout until it's all gone. Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, all at prices too low to advertise. All clubs must be sold. Golf Headquarters, $1 million emergency liquidation until everything is sold. Fixtures, cash registers, and all clubs, shoes, bags at blowout prices.
Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast. Is closing this location soon. Get in here now. Prices reduced again. Prices too low to advertise. This store is closing, so the $1 million inventory reduction is on now. Everything must be sold. Hurry in for the best selection. Ping excluded. And new location announced soon. Golf Headquarters, 1961 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast. For now.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
I'm Rocky Zimmerman. I'm a superintendent for Climate Construction. We're out here at Cedar Ridge Lodge at Squaw Creek Park building a new lodge. We demoed one building and we're starting to build another. It's 3,800 square feet, multi-use lodge. We've got probably 15 people out here working right now with stonemasons and carpenters and laborers. We are just getting to start to get it closed in and roofing it up and stuff. So we'll be here until about probably November of this year, and it should open up in January.
A hot day today, but a beautiful day nonetheless. Lunchbox Heroes going out to Marion and Squaw Creek Park today, Mark. And I've met some great fans of KGYM, met some great workers out there, and had a lot of fun feeding the guys.
Yeah, they are constructing a new lodge, the Red Cedar Lodge, I believe it's called. And met with a tidy group of a couple dozen workers and enjoyed lunch with them and conversation. We're able to pass out a few prizes. Looks like it's going to be a real cool building.
It is going to be a great building. Absolutely a big upgrade from what they had out there before, from what we understand. And we're talking with the guys out there. And a big thanks, Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Mediacom, McGrath Power Sports, Chick-fil-A, Lindale and Coralville, along with Dr. Pepper, Acme Tools, Keeks Career Apparel, 7G Distributing, Star Equipment, Air Gas, and couldn't do it without them. Lunchbox Heroes, and one more coming up next week. And it's all thanks to those great sponsors.
At Busch Beer, we believe in earning it. That's why we're thanking loyal drinkers in 2016 with Busch Bucks. For every beer in the Busch family you buy, you earn points that you can redeem for Busch hats, t-shirts, coolers, and more. So register at BushBucks.com now and start collecting. Busch, here's to earning it. Busch Beer 2016, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to Georgia, North Carolina, and Ohio residents 21 plus. Ends 9/16/16. See BushBucks.com for prizes, details, and how to get points without purchase. Void where prohibited.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Back with you at 350. Again, the traffic update, Mark. What is it, 380 north, just above I-80, correct?
380 northbound, just north of the 80 interchange. New accident blocking both lanes. That was as of a few minutes ago from Texter Colin.
Yeah, appreciate that. And if you have some traffic tie-ups, be sure to let us know. You can also reach out to us on the Guppies on the Go text line. I'm not sure you would like to get golf tips from Mark or myself in lieu of Brian today. But, yeah, as long as it's not irons, I can help you. And, Mark, what's your expertise?
Best shots.
Best shots. So if you have a question, let us know. Rick will be back with us coming up next week, 319-366-1600. I want to let you know as well, the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Please submit your information 30 days prior to your event. If selected, we will put you online at kgymradio.com. You can go there and click on Community MVP to get things started. 319-366-1600. Olympic golf, it is finally here tomorrow. We mentioned the John Deere Classic, but also the Rio Olympics get started tomorrow. A four-round, no-cut event. And this is going to be very interesting to take in starting tomorrow.
I think it's going to be interesting from the standpoint it's the first time the Olympics has had a golf tournament in 112 years. Is it a great field? No, it's not. It's very top heavy. I think there's players from, you know, countries that you really haven't heard of that you're probably not going to see them in contention. But you've got four Americans, all four I think are contenders. Henrik Stenson, certainly. Sergio Garcia, Patrick Harrington would be sentimental favorites. But I hope by the time the next Olympics rolls around, there's a team aspect built into it.
I would too.
For example, the top eight countries in the world golf rankings get to field a four-person team. And you've got, again, four eight-person teams going for gold, silver, and bronze.
I think that would play a much bigger part of it because you would get that, I think you get that national pride going a little bit more. It'd be more of a Ryder Cup esque or President's Cup-esque type event than it is right now.
I don't want to see a match play format in the Olympics. I really don't.
No.
Especially when you get a Ryder Cup year as well.
True.
Yeah.
Which we do up at Hazeltine coming up, and we'll get more on that as we get into the month of September. But I think it's going to be, I think by the time all is said and done and the sun goes down on Sunday, I think you're going to see a lot of emotion on that 18th green when whoever comes up and wins this thing and then gets the anthem played for the medal ceremony out there. I think that's when it's going to hit people. It's going to be word of mouth, let's face it. It's going to be the pros that are playing there in Rio tomorrow and through the weekend talking with their constituents on the tour. If things went well, hey, this is a great thing. It's just as good as the majors. You're going to see a lot more people that are going to be there when it comes around in 2020 again. If they don't have a good experience, Maybe not.
I don't think it's going to be as big a crowd as they will have at the John Deere Classic. Maybe they're saying 12,000-15,000 people to watch golf. Brazilian golf is not the best in the world, and that's not their national game, not even close. So, and one last thing, I guess I've heard a lot of interviews from players over there, American and otherwise, that are really glad once they got to Rio that they went there. That the atmosphere in the village, going to the different sporting events, and just being an Olympian. Everybody in the world knows what an Olympic medalist is. As many have said, not a lot of people know what the claret jug and green jacket are.
Right.
And everybody recognizes an Olympic medal.
Bubba Watson was staying in the Olympic Village.
As was Ricky Fowler.
I bet that was an interesting.
I think they moved into condos today.
Did you see Ricky's haircut, though? He's got an Olympic haircut.
He did.
I don't know. A little unusual, but whatever gets the job done, if he wins, everyone's going to get
it's
it.
It's usually under a hat anyway, so it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't matter. Yeah, there's the other thing that you bring up. Some people are not going to be able to wear their normal attire. Their normal, help me out here.
Sponsor.
Thank you. Sponsors on their clothing because they are non-Olympic sponsors. So it's going to be a little bit different look for some of the people that are going to be out there golfing tomorrow.
Speaking of equipment, Air Black on the text line, last one of the day, maybe a random question, but why is Nike getting out of golf? Anyone know? Should I continue using my Nike clubs or consider them antiques?
Put them away.
Depends on how well you hit them, brother.
Yeah, never put the clubs away if you're hitting them good. Never, never do that. Yeah, we discussed that a little bit, and the fact that I think several factors, the earnings went down for Nike. I mean, not a great deal, but when you're talking about 7% or whatever the case may be, Nike's putting their chips in some other...
Let's face it, Tiger Woods has been invisible the last
absolutely,
2 years.
Absolutely, absolutely. Rory McIlroy came on a couple years ago, but Tiger dropped off a couple years ago, and he was Nike Golf. He made Nike Golf, and Tiger has not been around over the last couple years. So, and let's face it, Rory is... He's not an American.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear from him enough here. We don't see him as much here. I think two factors that went in Nike deciding to get out of the golf game.
I would agree. Back to the Olympics. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast, in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Has there ever been an athlete as dominant at their sport as Michael Phelps? Yes or no?
Ooh, what do you think? That's a tough one. That is a tough one, because even in his sport, you had the great Mark Spitz.
I go to golf. I mean, Tiger Woods is pretty dominant. Byron Nelson won 16 tournaments in a row.
Hogan, Nicklaus, Palmer all had their reigns. Gretzky in hockey.
What Phelps has done, though, you don't see swimmers hanging around for 16 years.
And retiring, coming back.
Still winning gold medals.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's no wrong answer.
You have to give that some thought.
No wrong answer as far as that is concerned. Now, let's discuss that more coming up in the APC. That'll be coming up next. On the Thursday edition of our show, John Cranton will join us from Las Vegas. And we will talk with John. We'll maybe discuss Olympics and how popular that is in Las Vegas. I'm curious to see what John has to say about that. Twins baseball coming up tonight against the Houston Astros. That will be at 7 o'clock. Todd Tyler next on the APC. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
There are two kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with MetroPCS, you get the other kind of hot, the good kind. Because now, when you switch to MetroPCS, you get a free Samsung Galaxy. That's a really hot deal. Visit a MetroPCS store to get your free Samsung Galaxy.